Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
We know Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars is about to start, but we're more excited about the footy being back. Every game matters on Foxtel. Search Foxtel for more information.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
You guys are not going to regret this. We're going to get so much more activities done.
This is the funnest night ever.
It's game time!
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Nine goal kicker brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Our Town and Country Office National. Everything for your home or business office. Our Town and Country Office National has you covered.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Wednesday edition of your Rush Hour. Yes, get on our Triple M app and then go to the Rush Hour, catch up on the podcast. 3:30, we are up and about, and let's say a big hello to my boy Bernie Vince. Good afternoon, Bern.
Good afternoon, Jars, and how exciting has this week been? We're up, the podcast was launched last night for the first time.
We've
got another huge show tonight, so plenty of hits on the podcast too for our first night.
Yes.
So I'm very excited, Jars, of what the future holds for us. We could end up anywhere. We could end up on the moon, Mars,
the White House.
The White House?
Trumpy
where'd that
dog.
Come from? We could have lunch with Trumpy. Who knows?
Putin might have a say over there in the Russia.
I know what we are. We are influencers this country right now.
We are.
And we're global. Did I mention that?
Yeah. Yes, we are. Last night, Burn Adelaide Oval. Obviously, we'll discuss a little bit throughout the show, but very disappointing second half.
Disappointing last quarter again. Their last quarter is becoming a problem, Burn. Jars. And they're being competitive for long enough, but, you know, that's not true, actually. Not for long enough.
No.
But they're staying in games longer.
No.
We asked for a fast start, and they did. But, yeah, disappointing.
Burn, this current group don't have the skill set to play four quarters of footy.
Well,
I'm telling you right now. The intent's there for a little period of time, but then it just disappears. Confidence is shot. Where does Nixie go next?
Well, and you know what they'll be thinking right now? We could go through the season zipping 17, and you don't want those doubts creeping in, do you? You don't want those doubts creeping in. I've looked through the schedule, Jars, and
stop it.
Well, I sent it to you, and what do you think? The Hawks?
No.
I'm looking forward to playing the Hawks, because we should play them this week, because they're out of form. Right. We need to play them.
Let's talk about that. Boom's beef. Now, do not miss that podcast, family.
This is big.
Oh.
Big.
All right. So you got the gun loaded.
Yeah. Okay. Double barrel.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, I've got a little domestic issue I need to talk about just after
another one.
Yep.
Yeah, plenty of them.
Beef. Absolutely.
It is the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Come on, let's go.
Live from 5:30, or you can get it on the Triple M podcast from 3:30.
Yes.
Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Whether it's office supplies, stationery, or furniture, Our Town and Country Office National stocks all of the leading brands at the best prices.
Now, Bern, I want to talk to you about Geelong coach Chris Scott's comments over the weekend. He's come out and said, let's play footy every night, Monday to Sunday.
The new world of
AFL football. What's your thoughts on that? What's your take on that? Do you think it will work? And we did ask Tommy Rockcliffe that question there yesterday, and he supported the idea of playing footy every night.
Yeah, he certainly did. I just get wary of overkill. So at the moment, we understand that we have to chuck a heap of games in a tight schedule because of the situation, the COVID situation. But I feel like if we did it when we didn't have to do it, Jars, it becomes a little bit like the 2020 or the Big Bash League. You know how it went? There's a lot of cricket and it went for a fairly long time, and the AFL season goes for a long time. So to have it every day, I feel like it's going to be get a little bit monotonous, and it's going to get repetitive. And
too
people...
tough. Is it tough on families, Burn? Because you've got midweek school, you've got people working, you've got school training, you've got kids training for junior sports.
Yep. Yeah, well, what it does is it becomes a night season, because every game's going to basically be at night. During the week's going to be all at night. So then, you know, you have your Friday night as well, Saturday night. There's only going to be a Saturday afternoon, Sunday game, maybe one or two a week. But as you said, it's a school night, so that's going to restrict crowd numbers when they're allowed to come back as well. So it affects that. And I like looking forward to the weekend of footy.
Yeah.
And I know, and it's really jam-packed on the weekend from Friday night. But you know, and maybe even throw a Thursday night game in. We've seen that work. Thursday to Sunday night, you know you got footy you can watch. And then that way during the week, Jars, you don't have to argue about the remote. You know the weekend, you've got the footy on.
Nice.
And, you know, your wife or partner can look, watch whatever she wants from Monday
to
Thursday.
So you want
Thursday.
To go back to a traditional fixture. But what about the idea of, say, playing 34 games home and away if you played footy every night? Because these boys are coping with four-day turnarounds. They can do it.
They are, because this was the unknown, I guess, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Before we went into this, well, we had to do it, 4 or 5 day breaks.
Yeah.
Everyone thought you couldn't do it, and people would complain when you have 2 6-day breaks in a row, let alone having 3 4-day breaks. So, I mean, if they've proven they can do it, whether we just have like a little patch in the middle of the season, Jars, that we do it for, not the whole season.
Okay.
I feel like it'd get too much. So maybe from, I don't know, the say July till August or halfway through June to the start of August, we pump in a heap of games just to, if you do want to get it up to playing everyone twice, which makes it an even fair competition. You play one at home, one away.
Right.
That's the only way you'll be able to do that. But then you compact it maybe through the middle part of the year or at the start of the year. Ooh. I don't like it for the whole season, Jazz. I just think it gets a bit much. What do you think? You haven't really
said. No, go back. Nah, for me, it's Friday to Sunday, and I want to see more double headers on Friday night football.
I love the double headers.
On Friday night football. Not just one. Let's go two. Let's go two double headers, all right, on Friday night footy.
And what do you
reckon
about the footy starting a touch earlier? I've enjoyed it starting a bit earlier.
Mm. Well, what do you mean starting it? What, 6 o'clock? No, start at traditional 10 past 7.
No, well, 10 past 7 is fine. 10 past 7's fine. I'm talking about the 8:40 games and that are starting now over in Perth. That's too late. Charles, I'll get tired, and you get even tireder. So, and then I don't want to be waking up last, because then I have to make the bloody bed, Charles.
And who wins the battle for the remote control, you or Abs?
On the weekend, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, we'll get her on then. I know she won't.
What do you think, family? Let us know. Give us a text, 0488 51047. All thanks to Automasters. It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Is Abby here?
She doesn't talk like that.
Unlike Bernie and Jars, let's get organised. Get your office sorted with our Town and Country Office National, a locally owned and operated family business. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
All right, family, you better batten down everything at the moment, because he's got that glint in his eye for Burns Beef. And I'm telling you now, I'm just about to go under the desk with a miner's helmet on, because I'm scared and frightened of what's coming our way. Burn, who you got in your sights, my boy?
Put your mouth guard in too, Jars.
Oh, no.
Because this is big. I just want to thank the Twitter family, for starters. With all the suggestions, brilliant stuff.
Good
Thanks
boy.
For that. And I'm going to use a few over the next couple of
nice.
Weeks, because some of those things are annoying me too. But really, this week I've decided, Juz.
Here we go. Yes, Ben.
Don't really have a beef this week. I'm up and about. I'm happy about the podcast being launched. The D's are winning. The Crows are at least being competitive. I feel like I'm happy until.
Oh, here we go.
Until.
There it is.
We spoke yesterday, Jars.
Yes, Burn.
And you told us about how you played footy for Morphy Parks.
Yes,
and, you know,
Burn.
It's their first win for 2.5 years.
Thank you,
Burn. And you played a pivotal role. You dragged them across the line, and we heard the secret audio you played.
Burn.
You had 40 possessions and kicked 3 goals or whatever.
I didn't kick any goals, Burn.
Well, I checked the paper.
Yes, Burn.
There's no under goals. No Andrew Jarman, not even for 1 goal, let alone 3. And then I go to the best players, and you'd think if you had 40 possessions, you might feature. And there's 9 best players. There's even 2 bloody Jay Jenkins. They've given him 2, and you're not even in there once. That's half the team.
Yes, Burn.
Now, what are our 3 pillars, Jazz?
Trust.
Yes.
Honesty.
Yes.
And passion.
Yes, I want to come back to that second one, honesty.
Yes, Burn.
Now, you need to stand trial here, my friend, because the beautiful thing about being a podcast and coming out at 3:30 is everyone gets to hear it.
Stop it.
And we might just have a little anonymous friend that's going to join us.
Stop it.
Who disputes your claims and your influence on the contest Saturday.
Hang on.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Mr. Anonymous, and thanks for getting in touch yesterday also through our podcast, because this is very, very interesting news. Can you just, I know we can't say your name because you don't want to be targeted next week, but can you just say your age, the football club you play for and the division you played on the weekend, please?
Yeah, g'day, Burn. Sorry if I'm a bit nervous, mate. I probably shouldn't be doing this, but I'm 18. I play for the Kilburn Magpies in Division 4 in the Adelaide League. And unfortunately, I'm in the reserves, but hopefully up in the seniors soon.
And I understand you played Morphy Parks on the weekend?
Yeah, played against Morphy Park. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so they had their first win in 2.5 years. And I believe a key part of that win was a man called Andrew Jarman. And I tell you what, this is every boy's dream to play with or against this man, if you ask him. So what was it like to play against him?
To be honest with you, Bernie, Dad said something to me on the way to the footy because Dad drove me there, and I thought it was Darren Jarman we're playing against. I remember Darren kicking those like goals in the grand finals. Like, Dad used to love the Crows, and
yeah, he's a great player.
And then when he said Andrew, I don't really know much about Andrew, to be honest with you. So I didn't really take too much into it, look too much into it. So
Very interesting point of view, because he did strut in yesterday, as you heard on the podcast, and reckons he was the key part of them winning the game. But you had an interesting story, something, an incident at the gate when he was walking in. Can you elaborate, please?
Yeah, Macca, our forward pocket, he reckons that he was coming in and Andrew, I thought it was Darren, but Andrew Jarman apparently come in and he had two security guards with him. Or I don't know if it was security, but he refused to pay the entry, the $7.50. He said on the show, it's like, I suppose you can put it like Freddie Mercury trying to get him to pay for his own concert. That's what Jarz said. They come to see me, apparently. But anyway.
So those words came out of his mouth. It'd be like Freddie Mercury paying to go see a Queen concert. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what Macca said. I don't know. I'm not out of my words mouth, mate, but don't want to cause too much controversy.
This is unbelievable what I'm hearing at the moment. Now, on field, I know you didn't really know who he was or where he was playing, but did you receive any threats from a large bald man at any stage?
Yeah, well, since I didn't know who he was, I was going up to him and niggling him a bit, grabbing his Guernsey and that. And he threatened my grandparents of all people.
He threatened your grandparents.
I forgot what he said, but he said, I remember him saying something about you touch me or do it again or something about your grandparents or something. Oh. I don't know.
That is the lowest of low blows. It's interesting because I've got a bit of audio here. We secretly taped him yesterday. And I think you're the man he's talking about.
No, I said, Mum and Dad are watching and videoing that you're standing next to me, all right? So it'll be something your grandkids will have a look at.
Yeah.
But don't grab that's a form of cheating.
Your grandkids will have a look.
He's poor kidding.
Oh, he's called you a poor kid. Are you in danger of never playing football again after those sort of threats, those physical and verbal threats from such a big name?
It's pretty easy, though, to get away from that situation. Being 18, you just sort of have a half a jog and you're away from him. So he doesn't really chase that well. So that worked out well for me on the day.
Thanks for joining us, Mr. Anonymous. And thank you very much for bringing that to my attention, because I was led to believe he personally dragged that Morphy Park team across the line. So thank you for clearing it up. I'll be sure to pass this on to him. Thanks, Mr. Anonymous. So, my friend.
There's a stitch up. Who is he? What's his name?
No, I can't give up his name because he's underage. He's a minor.
Care.
And you threatened him and his family. Now, I'm going to give you one opportunity to tell us the open and honest truth, my friend. Can you tell us the truth? Did you even play?
I played all right. Don't worry about that. And I didn't threaten his grandparents. I didn't threaten him. He actually asked me for an autograph. And your Burns beef. We'll be taken to court.
Listen here, mate.
Slander.
Oh, well, that's good, because we're in court at the moment, mate. Now, you bang on about these three pillars. The only pillars you know, mate, is the bloody pillar you sleep on. Now, if you're going to keep going on about this, live it yourself.
Stop it.
You'll get a suspension from the league.
Oh, what?
You're threatening kids.
I'm not threatening anyone.
He's never going to play again, that kid.
For all your sport needs, Bernie and Jarz have you covered. For all your home or business office needs, leave it to our Town and Country Office National.
Burns beef's gone off. That's a fair dinkum clip. I've spoken to a lawyer.
Yes.
Regarding defamation of my football ability. And I want that young man's name.
I can't
Don't
give
hide
his
him.
Name.
Don't
He's
hide
a
him,
minor.
Burn.
He's a minor.
He's not a minor. See, well, you see, he said he was 18 years old. And yeah, I didn't threaten his grandparents.
He's a skinny 18-year-old that you threaten physically and verbally. Oh. So, I mean, take it to court. I think it's going to backfire on you.
I don't give a stuff. I was just very hurtful by those comments. So I just go out there and play and play around the square and...
Apparently, just playing the puddles.
Anyway, what was that? What
did you just say? You play around the fourth pocket puddles.
You can get the Rush Hour podcast from 3:30 or listen from 5:30. All thanks to Our Town and Country Office National. When it comes to your home or business office, trust the guys there. A locally owned and operated family run business, 258 Halifax Street in Adelaide. Jars, you go down there for a free coffee, to say the least.
Absolutely, Hayden. And great supporters of ours too, Burn, aren't they? Very, very important. Now, let's Burn just quickly. Let's talk roughly about the Adelaide Crows performance last night. What was the positives that the only positive I saw was Rory Laird's performance in the midfield.
Oh, he was
that is a massive tick.
He was best on ground for Adelaide by an absolute streak, Jars. But I think the start was positive, and we spoke about that last night. We just wanted a fast start because they have started really poorly all year. So, I mean, that was a positive, and they were right in the game. I mean, till halfway through probably that third quarter when they gave up those couple of goals late just before three-quarter time. It sort of dashed any hope they had, I felt. And then, again, the last quarter is becoming a big problem, and in particular probably the last half, really, isn't it, the last few weeks, because we've seen last week against Melbourne, especially, I think Melbourne kicked 9 goals in the last quarter or something.
This was
ridiculous.
A great opportunity to pick 4 points up, get their first win for the year against an undermanned Collingwood Football Club playing on their home deck.
Yeah, I know. We gave them a real opportunity.
Well, we did,
Collingwood rested players. They got players out injured. Like, they've got half a side. I just felt like if Adelaide were going to win maybe any time this season, I felt like that was just ripe for the picking, Collingwood. They rested key players that they thought, oh, we're only playing Adelaide. And you'd love playing when teams do that against you. You go, no, we'll stuff you. We're going to show you. You can't rest players against us. But, and I mean, the start was okay up at quarter time, up at even half time, but just it just went pear-shaped. Probably the last 6 minutes with 6 minutes to go in that third quarter, gave up 2 late goals. And then all of a sudden, they just went in with their heads down at three-quarter time, and then the floodgates opened. So disappointing, Giles.
Absolutely. Daniel Talia, their very important key defender. Was he managed or was he dropped?
Well, I think he would have to be managed, wouldn't he?
You sure?
Oh, well, I think he's been in good enough form to stay in. I don't know, a little bit of a whisper. I see teams like this, Giles, when you're not going well, you go into self-preservation mode, and I feel like a few of the players might be starting to do a little bit of that and think of themselves getting a game the next week rather than what can I do for the team. And that's what all the good teams do. So I hope they don't fall into that trap, and I hope Nixie rewards the players that aren't falling into that trap. But, yeah, again, some quiet players won there. And another couple of injuries. Tom Lynch injured early.
Yep, Doudé gone.
Out again. So that'll be a few weeks.
Put him away. Yep. Put them away.
I mean, you're just not getting enough from enough players. So,
well said. All right. Up next, Burn. Up next, I've got a bit of a domestic issue at home with Maz.
Yes, another one. Yeah. Careful, Maz. Careful.
Andrew Jarman lays it on the table next. The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, Triple M.
Have you seen the Triple M office? I think Bernie and Jars need to visit Our Town and Country Office National and get it sorted. For all your office needs, head to 258 Halifax Street, Adelaide.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Get it first on the podcast at 3:30 or live from 5:30. We've got a pair of Blunston boots to give away. Ultimate protection, ultimate comfort. You can see the full range at blackwoods.com.au, but you can text us to get a free pair. 0488 51047.
Now, Jars, I always get a little bit nervous when I see on the board Jars, domestic, Maz, because you got to be very, very careful around that great woman.
Yes.
And I don't see how she could ever upset you with anything, because she is
lovely.
The perfect match
Gorgeous.
For you.
Burn and family, whose job is it to make the bed?
Jeez, he's aggressive.
Burn and family, whose job is it to make the bed?
Well, it's probably an even spread, pardon the pun.
You don't even know.
Well,
You don't even know. Who makes your bed?
We take in turns. Depends
you
who gets
don't
up.
Take
depends,
it in turns.
Because if you get up at different times, it depends.
All right. So that's my question.
Okay.
First one out, last one out. Who should make the bed?
Well, naturally, the last one out. How are you going to make a bed with someone still in it?
No.
What are you going to tuck it in?
Now, this is the domestic dispute I had with Marion the other day, right?
Yes.
So she's always the first one out of bed, all right?
Yep.
She's sparrow fart, time slot, bang, gone. Where I like to lie in like a grizzly bear. Until I'm ready to go searching for food out of the cave, I'll stay in the bed, right? I'm always the last one out.
Yes.
Now, the other day, she had a crack at me. She said, why didn't you make the bed? And I said, well, hang on. Well, why? She goes, well, you're the last one out. I said, no, the first one out should make the bed.
No.
Well, then it was on. It was on. And the discussion was, why didn't you make the bed as you were the last one out? As I'm always the last one out.
Yes.
And I said, my reply was, we need the bed to settle and let the warmth out. So don't make the bed.
I've never heard so much crap in my life.
It's true.
It naturally just gets
out. No, when you get out of bed, when you both, you got to let your bed settle. Don't make the bed straight away. You got to let it settle and let the warmth out of your bed.
What, you peel the doona back
and
let the heat out, do you?
And I took offence to her comments. I took offence to her comments that, you know, now, when Marion washes the sheets, I always make the bed. I make the bed.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good of you.
There you go. So if I'm the last one out, Maz, who's the first one out, should make the bed. Now, Maz likes to – see, women are fussy when they make the bed because they like the sheets nice and tight and crisp, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They like it tight, where I don't.
Hardly get in there.
Like a burrito.
It's like, I like mine. I like my sheets and quilts loose as a goose, baby.
That's what I like.
I like legs everywhere. I like the – oh, mate, there you go.
Hang the feet out.
So what is abs like?
She has it real. She pulls it down tight. So I can hardly get in
it. Is that a mum? Is that a pass me down bloody thing from their mothers?
Well, it's an instinct. It's a woman instinct. I need a crowbar to get in sometimes, Charles. It's that tight. In the end, I just give up and I just sleep under the dune and no shit.
I had to get a crane in. So my point is, who should make the bed? The first one out or the last one out?
Well, I hate to admit it, Jars, but
don't you sit on the fence, young man.
I'm with Maz. Oh, I'm with Maz. Because I'm the first one up in our household, basically every morning, and then I expect it to be made when I hop into bed that night.
So you're saying Abs should make the beds because she's the last one out?
Yes, because it makes no sense whatsoever to make it while she's still in there for me.
No way. No.
So are you saying wait till she gets out and then go back in for me to make it? Because I'm Maz. I get up first.
Yeah.
So you're saying I need to make it.
That's what I'm bloody saying. Listen to me. That's what I'm saying. So, I disagree with what you're saying.
Well,
so
I'm disagreeing with you.
Abs and I shouldn't have to make the beds because we're the last ones out. Because our body clocks tell us, stay in until you're ready.
Well, yes. That is the only thing in the world that you and Abby have in common.
It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Whether it's office supplies, stationery or furniture, our town and country office National stocks all of the leading brands at the best prices.
Well, as we heard last week, Jars, when we're away on the weekend, we have to divert the phone calls through to an answering machine
or message bank
because there's no one in because everyone's away doing stuff on the weekends.
The
and
boy.
This is Hato's little baby. He mans the answering machine.
I do.
And I tell you what. Mm. Again, we've had a lot of phone calls come in over the weekend, and I'm finding it a bit bizarre, some of these phone calls. Let's have a listen.
You have 9 new messages.
Hello, Bernie. It's Jacob from the daycare centre, mate. Your son's getting up on the table, pulling his pants down, screaming, "We won," holding a toy cricket bat, and we're just not sure where he gets that from, mate. So if you could give us a call back and help nut that out, that'd be great. Thank you.
Jazzy, it's your favourite sports manager, mate. How are you, legend? I know it's been a while, but I finally got your endorsement, the big one, household name yet again. Call me back and check out their website, Two Wells Charcoal Chicken. Thanks, champion. It's David here. I'm at Colonnades in a homeware store. Did you want me to just buy you a wooden spoon now? Jazz, it's Ken. You don't have to pick me up from bingo. The bloke from Ubba took my credit card and he's driving me home via a shortcut. I'll be there soon. Yeah, g'day, Bern. York Peninsula Council here. Just checking you're still available to come home for the big unveiling, mate. Feel free to give it a plug, mate, using the hashtag the Bernie Vince Berners Beach Public Urinal. Hope to see you there, mate. Ribbon cuttings at 10.
G'day, boys. Matt Crouch here on the veranda. Just... Oh, just... Jarman! James Brayshaw! Stop emailing me! You will never get in this commentary box! Shut up, Pat!
Hello, Bernie. Would you like to buy a couple of golf balls, mate? I'll do you a good price considering that you keep hitting them into my f***ing yard! Fix your f***ing neck, mate!
Jars, sorry for the hold up. The driver needed fuel, so we've stopped off at the BP service station in Keith.
Hey, Bern, it's Tex.
Tex?
Do you want to come around? Sloaney won't thumb wrestle me anymore.
Thumb wrestle?
Now I've got to thumb wrestle myself.
Oh. Jars, I just ran into this bloke at Border Town who gave me some. Oh, amazing hip medication. What are they? Pingers. Oh, without it. Shut over now.
You have no more messages.
All those people ran through
on the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mate, it's a hot number. It's a hot number.
What about Koshy's drive-by?
Oh, Texas thumb wrestling himself. Wonder who'll win that.
What about Jacob from daycare? Jacob from daycare. His heart's playing up.
He's been doing that a bit lately. I don't know. He must get that from his mother.
Where the hell is KG end up at Border Town on marijuana?
He was just taking, he's going the long way home.
And James Brayshaw's clipped us. Why?
Well, he keeps thinking you want to take his spot.
Well done. Very good. I look forward to the next load of phone calls.
That is the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. You can get it first at 3:30 on the podcast or 5:30 right here on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars is done for another day, which means we're one day closer to the weekend and the footy. Footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.